There's a verse that says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In my Bible, it says it in English. But you know that verse is the same universally. God is a very present help in trouble. When our friends from Germany are coming over and they're in trouble, God's there to help them out at that time too. I want to start with a Thanksgiving. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been having a lot of trouble with my knee. And you know what? You take for granted life when everything's working right. You really don't know how much to appreciate it until you start having trouble. And I started in the past couple of weeks, and you know, it makes a difference if I could just stay home and stay off of it. But to have to keep on going to work, I was having a lot of trouble. And it would get better, and then it'd get worse again. And this past Wednesday night, I just at the end of service said, I'll tell you what, I'd like for y'all to pray for me. And you know, I'd like to be able to tell you, you know, we all would like to say that when amen is said, it's just all pain is gone. You never have trouble with it again. But I want to tell you something. I got something better than healing from that. The presence of the Lord is very valuable. Because with it, you can continue on with your pain and all things change. And the next day, I had to go back to work, still having pain with it. But you know what's nice about being anointed and prayed for? It's just a simple little requirement. But when you do it, you've taken care of the part that you need to do, and now everything else is in God's hands. So as I went to work the next day, the things I take for granted, I would ask the Lord for on that day. Each step, still got to work, still got to go across the building to take care of a problem. And I would start asking the Lord, Lord, I tell you what, if you just help me with this project. You know, you break your day down into just little segments then. Lord, I tell you what, if you'll help me through this one. And when I get to the end of that project, tell the Lord, thanks. Lord, I sure appreciate how you helped me. Things that we just take for granted when everything is working right. But I started, the Lord has improved it a whole lot. But what is more important to me is, folks, we need his presence with us. Because with his presence, we can go through whatever comes our way, whether it's health, whether it's difficulties in a trip, the Lord can be right there with us. And I am thankful that God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. And I thank him for having helped me out. What I'd like to do for a little while this afternoon, I'd like to talk to you about opposites. You know, it is real easy for me to tell hot from cold. Yes. If you gave me a glass of hot water and a glass of ice water, I could easily tell you which one it is. It's real easy for me to tell you the difference between daylight and dark. Yes. It's an opposite. And I can tell you easily the difference. I wish everything in life could be told that easy. The things that are opposite, that we would be able to understand that they are opposite. But you know what? There are some things that we can get into that are not that clearly defined. And I'd like for you to look. Let's take a look at some of those this afternoon. In the book of John, in the 8th chapter, and in the 32nd verse, Jesus was talking to the Jews, and he said in the 32nd verse, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I'd like to talk to you this afternoon about the opposites of freedom and bondage. Yes. Now, you would think I can easily tell freedom from bondage. I'm either a captive or I'm free. Yes. But you know what? It's not that easy. Because Jesus told him, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And the 33rd verse, this is the Jews here. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. And how are you saying that you'll make us free? How could the Jews have thought that? I could look back through their history to the time where Moses is floating in a little makeshift boat because all the boys are being killed. They're captives. They're slaves. Think about just in Jesus' time. You remember when Herod was so upset because the wise men did not come back by and tell him where he could find Jesus? and he went out and he killed all the children in that area. You know what? If you're going through that thing, you're not free. And yet these people are saying, we were never in bondage to anybody. The devil today can cause us to not be able to see the difference between freedom and bondage. In fact, he can make us feel like you are free to be able to go this way. You are really free in this. And all the time we are getting more and more bound. I thought about the advertisements that the devil would like to give. And he isn't particular in who he gives it to. He gave an advertisement to Jesus in Matthew in the 4th chapter. Now you think he wouldn't try. If he will try something on Jesus, he sure will try it on us. But in the 4th chapter and in the 8th verse, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain. He showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, all these things I'll give thee if you'll fall down and worship me. Did he quit after he tried that with Jesus? Has he never done that again? I was thinking about even back with Adam and Eve. Yeah. There were opposites that came to her. When God himself told Adam and Eve, the day that you eat of this fruit, you're going to die. And here comes the opposite. Satan telling her, God really knows that when you eat this, things are going to get a whole lot better for you. Kind of like saying you're going to be free. It's really going to free you up when you do this. We look at what happened to Eve when she believed Satan's report. But I look at our world today, what people consider to be freedom, and see them getting more and more in bondage. People are falling down to worship a lot of things today. There is an idol of sports in our world today. And I just took a little look this morning at what a basketball player can make in 1 year. The highest paid basketball player last year made $25 million for 1 year. $25 million. And so I needed something to compare that with. So I looked up the President of the United States with all the responsibilities that he has. If a basketball player can make $25 million, the President ought to get $100 million. The President gets $500,000. And what that does is that tells you the idol that sports is to a lot of people. And of the fruit of the tree, God hath said, don't eat it, lest ye die. There are some places that we can go and we say, that won't bother me at all. And yet, when I worship the idol of sports, it has the ability to drain my spiritual life out of me and bring death. While the devil is all the time saying, some of these things will just make you free. You remember in 1 Peter 5 and 8, it's a warning to us, be sober, be vigilant. You have an adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast. Now, it seemed like it'd be really nice if when Satan came to us, he would have to tell me right off, okay, I'm Satan, but I'm going to give you this proposal. He doesn't have to do that. And there's a warning to us. I thought about people that have started out as a young person and they followed after entertainment. It seemed like it would set them free. I looked at some of the people that it did, and there was a lady named Whitney Houston. Looked like it was going to make her free. As a child, she used to sing in church. That's all she did, was just singing in church. And somebody heard her voice and said, this voice can go a long ways. And so then she started becoming popular, and popularity brought pressure. While the devil is saying, this will make you free, can't tell the difference between freedom and bondage. And she died at 48 years old from a cocaine overdose because the pressure started coming. When the devil says, this will make you free, this is going to take you, you're going to be popular. And all the time, she was being bound more and more. If I could just be able to tell, here comes the devil. He's presenting something to me. I need to be able to see it as the devil. I wish I could see freedom and bondage as easily as I can see daylight and dark. Yes. But the devil comes along and he starts making it blurred to where I can't really tell real close. Another one. Back in about the 70s when he died, I remember where I was the day that Elvis Presley died. And you know, if you followed his life on back, his was almost the same as Whitney Houston. Yes. He would sing in church. He even thought about just staying in singing religious songs. But the pull was there. Yes. The advertisements from Satan. I tell you what, if you'll just worship me, you fall down and worship me, and I'm going to make you popular.
Yes.
And he fell down and worshiped him. And then his life went to the point because pressure started coming on. Appointments that he had to make. Being able to keep things going, and he went to drugs. And then he died from it. Others, over the past. I thought about it, if they could just come back and tell the world today that is saying, I'm free with the entertainments of the world today. It's making me free. If Michael Jackson today could come back to us, that has been so many years ago. And yet, you know what? He made some choices that took him in some directions. And I believe the devil was telling him, I tell you what, you go this way and you're going to be popular.
Yes.
He never told him at the end of it, I tell you what, I'm going to take your life. I'm going to snuff it out one day. But he had choices that he had to make of what he was going to do with it.
Yes.
You know what? Today, every one of us is making choices. It's not as easy as just what if it's daylight or if it's dark, because we've got Satan involved to tell us, I tell you what, this one is going to be okay. You can follow after this. Michael Jackson followed after that, and the pressure started coming on. I thought of people that as they get older and maybe they were a singer and their voice starts changing and they feel the pressure of being able to still be popular. And all along, Satan is taking him farther and farther. And you know us, we're sitting in church here today, and we're saying, well, how can that affect us? But I look at the world around us, and the devil is interested in causing us to not be able to tell what is the difference between freedom and bondage. He would like to be able to bind every one of us. There was another man just this year. They called him the Prince. 57, about my age, 57, 58 years old, and they found him dead from an overdose. While the devil is offering freedom, and yet at the same time he's taking them captive at his will to lead them around, and he's got total control of them. You know, the verse tells us, love not the world,
yes,
neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And on whatever level he starts to draw each of us toward it, there's a goal in mind down at the end. The two cannot stay together. At some point, I'm going to have to give over, and the other one will take me over. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, you know, there's a point where that crosses. I believe there's times when the devil will start calling us, young people, the devil is going to be calling after you to follow after the world, and it can make you free. There's a place where the Lord will keep dealing with a person to pull you back, to draw you away from that, to tell you that's really going to put you in bondage. There is a place where I can cross over that to the point that now I don't feel that anymore. There are people just among us that we have worshiped with in the past that have gone away and taken on the world.
Yes.
And their response was, I am more free now,
yes,
than I have ever been before. That is where I cannot tell the difference between daylight and dark. Things that I should be able to just see, this is right, this is wrong. Now it's all become blurred.
Yes.
And it's a warning to me. I want it to be a warning to you young people. as you go from here and you're making choices in your life, realize that those choices are not as easy as, is it dark now or is it daylight now? The devil is going to come as he did to Eve. If he would have just been able to tell her, okay, Eve, take this fruit and let me tell you what the future holds. You'll have two boys and one of them will kill the other. That's going to be the result of this fruit. Take it though, it'll make you free. He never told her what the end was going to be from that. He never told him, I tell you, take this fruit and you'll be on the other side of the garden. You will then have to work through the briars to get you some food to eat. And you'll be out of this garden forever. He never told them. Yes. Nor do we ever see him coming back to them after they were cast out and saying, I'm sorry I did that to you. No, he's gone on to the next one. Yes. Just like he would like to be for us. We have choices that we make. But I was thinking about today I've made a choice. And I want to share it with you. Song number 81. Because each one of us, the devil's going to come to us with temptations to draw us toward things of the world. But I need to have my mind made up, and I need the Lord to be able to help me to see light from dark. This one says, let worldly minds the world pursue. It has no charms for me. Once I admired its trifles too, but grace has set me free. Its pleasures can no longer please, nor happiness afford. Far from my heart be joys like these. Now I have seen the Lord. Here we've had both laid out to me. Got a choice to make. Got the pleasures of the world calling after me. I've got a choice to make. Far from my heart be joys like these. Now I have seen the Lord. And it says in the fourth verse, creatures no more divide my choice. Those temptations that the devil would bring to me no longer will attract me. I bid them all depart. His name, his love, his gracious voice, it's fixed my roving heart. Free, free, free. I am from sin set free. This world has now no charms for me. Talk about freedom. Yeah, the devil will tell you, you'll be free if you'll follow after me. It'll make you free if you go after the sports of the world. Look like that man that makes $25 million in a year. He's free. He can do whatever he wants to with his life. You know what? They can be bound up in the entertainment world. This world has now no charms for me, for Christ has set me free. I want to look at another song, number 300. Because you know what? Each of us can make the choice. We're going to make the choice one way or another. The temptations that come from Satan, I will start moving toward those at some level, or I will make a choice to turn away from that totally. This one says, third verse, this is a choice that I've made. I'm drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide. I've tasted life's pure river, and my soul is satisfied. There's no thirsting for life's pleasure. You know what? There's a place that we can come to that the temptations don't even draw. It's not even there for us. I've tasted life's pure river. My soul is satisfied. There's no thirsting for life's pleasures nor adorning rich and gay. I found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. We can be in that place. And we heard this morning the secret to it. When you get ready to turn to the left or turn to the right. In choices, calls that are coming to your mind, go this way. You'll hear a voice behind you saying, yes. This is the way. Walk you in it. When you get ready, sometimes my own mind can tell me, I think this is the right way to go. Have you ever had it? Somebody do you wrong and you're going to answer them back. You're going to respond to this. It's the right thing to do. And if we will allow what we heard this morning to work in our life, before I say it, there will come a check to me. Stop. Don't go that way. And be able to protect us. that in a world that is so wicked, it's possible to live for God and go right through the middle of it and make heaven our home. And I am so thankful for that. In our blue book, we have a verse that says, dead to the world,
yes.
Dead to voices that call me.
Yes.
The voices that are calling, hey, come here. You remember when in Pilgrim's Progress, Christian was traveling along and he had to go through a town called Vanity Fair. It wasn't that he turned off out of the way and went through the town. His journey took him through that town. And there were the smells and the sights and the temptations to come and partake of this. But instead, he had his mind set. I tell you what, I'm headed to another place. I'm headed for the celestial city, and I will not allow anything else to turn me aside. It is possible for us today, through the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. There's people that say you cannot live free from sin. The very best you'll be able to do is tell the Lord tomorrow, I'm sorry for the things that I've done today, with no ability to do different. You're going to sin tomorrow, so tell the Lord tomorrow night, I'm sorry again. The power that we heard about this morning of the Holy Spirit walking with us,
amen.
Checking us, you're in a dangerous area here. A warning comes to us. What if it didn't do that? What if the only thing we heard was, after I've fallen off into sin, now the voice comes, you've done it now.
Yes.
But instead, before I ever reach that place, talk about freedom, is to be able to live in a place that I know the Holy Spirit will check me. The place that I need to be on guard of is that I don't override that Spirit that will deal with me. I am so thankful for where we live today. It's possible. Just a few days ago in America, we're selling firecrackers. July 4th, we're setting off explosions. What were those all for? Because America is free. It's possible to be free and yet be in bondage. America is in bondage today. Walking around in chains of sin and popping firecrackers because we're free. Is it possible to be in bondage and yet be free? Daniel showed us it's possible. That you could be a slave as Daniel was and his spirit be free. Right in the middle of trouble. You would think, well, I can live for the Lord if all my life has no troubles to it. Daniel lived his life as a slave and yet was just as free as could be because the Lord was right there with him all alone. The Jews, when Jesus came, they were in captivity and they wanted to be free. If you follow the message that Jesus had for them, he almost said nothing about them being able to be free from the power of the Roman Empire. Because you know what? If he had come down here and just freed them from that, just a few years later, somebody else will come and take them over. So instead, he told them about a freedom. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Right up in the middle of all the trouble that can come in our life, right up in the middle of the trouble that's coming to America today, there is a freedom for the Christian to walk right through the middle of it, and I am thankful for it. You remember, they wanted freedom, and when all he told them about was the freedom that they could receive inside, in the middle of all their trouble, they rejected it. And even his disciples had expected something to be different. You remember right there at the beginning of Acts, when he had come back, they told him, they said, Is it at this time that you're going to restore Jerusalem? You're going to restore this kingdom back to us? And he never even responded to that of, I'm interested in making this country free. Instead, what he wanted to bring was freedom to the person. He wants that same thing for us today. In a world where the religious world is so clouded that you can hardly tell freedom from bondage, there's a clarity that God wants each one of us to have. to be able to know the difference. I'd like to close with a song, and I'm not going to try to sing it, because the world will look on us today and say, you are sure missing out on a lot of things that you could have. Well, I want to just read this song to you in closing. The world looks on and says, just look at your loss. You gave up the good life for an old rugged cross. You lost all your freedom and most of your friends. Well, I'm here to tell you what I gave up for him. Bitterness, sorrow, trouble, and tears. Does the devil tell you that's what you're going to get? No, he'll tell you on the other side. But here's what I gave up. Bitterness, sorrow, trouble, and tears. A sad, broken heart. And long wasted years. A world that's tossed and chained in sin and in shame. Yeah, that's what I gave up for Jesus' dear name. Yes. Next verse says, the world looks on and says, what have you gained? You're working, you're giving, and it seems that it's all in vain. You're wasting your good years with nothing to show. Well, here's what God gave me, if you'd really like to know. Happiness, victory, heavenly peace, blessings and sweetness that will never cease. All things I've needed through faith I have gained. That's what God gave me through Jesus' dear name. All this and then heaven. Through Jesus' dear name. So as the devil comes to you and tries to blur in the future, what is freedom and what is bondage? The Holy Spirit will walk you right through that time if you will allow him to. I appreciate the message we heard this morning. It is a necessary. It is vital. If I intend to make heaven my home, I must have the Holy Spirit to guide me through this time. We're in troubled times. All you have to do is just listen to the news over the last few days and the tensions that there are in America today. And we're needing God to steer us right through the middle of it all. That I can keep my attitudes right. That I would never let a root of bitterness come in when anything happens to me, because it doesn't matter. The devil may try one thing on one person. It may not work on another. But he has some things that he will try. But guaranteed, God will take us through it. We'll make heaven our home if we will allow the Holy Spirit to lead our life. I desire your prayers.